up in Old Main. You can give us a call right here, 245-FIRE. You can also stream us at KTSW Sports on Twitter. We're also on Facebook at KTSW Sports. We're on the internet, 89.9.net. That's how you can stream us. And Grande, if you turn your channel, you can get us over the air. We always start the first segment of the show with a little thing I like to call name drop. And today is no different. Landon, who you name dropping?
Rich Peverly. He's a winger for the Dallas Stars. In case you've forgotten, in their March 10th game against the Columbus Blue Jackets, Peverly collapsed on the bench. He, from an irregular heartbeat, he was immediately revived by the team's medical staff. Wanted to go back into the game as soon as he became conscious again, but he underwent successful surgery on Tuesday, and there is no timetable for his return to hockey playing activities, because I mean it's one thing with, you know, if it's a leg injury or an arm injury, but
your heart.
Yeah, this is Peverly's heart. This is something that can genuinely affect not just his career, but it can actually threaten his life. And, you know, I have to applaud the Dallas Stars because Rich Peverly has been, in my opinion, a very underrated pickup. He was a very glossed over part of that Louis Erickson trade, because obviously the big fish in that trade is Tyler Seguin, averaging a point a game this season. But Peverly on the penalty kill is absolutely vital for the Stars.
He was pivotal, and since the Stars have lost him, they've lost four in a row. And just one thing that I remember watching, because I was watching that game live, is just how shocking it was, because you had no idea what was going on. All you saw was, you thought there was a fight going on at first, that's what I thought, and then you just see everyone stopping and the medical staff running, just rushing. I mean, it was like blitzkrieg, they were moving so fast.
And I mean, yeah, I was watching that game too, and initially I didn't know what the heck was going on, because
I thought it was a fight.
Well, because you saw several players actually leap over the boards off of the Stars bench, trying to get the referee's attention to get them, you know, stop the game.
The game,
you know,
we have
a serious situation here. And then even after that, for the longest time, you didn't know who it was. Like, you knew somebody was carted off, but you didn't know who it was, and
you didn't know what was going on. His heart had stopped in the locker room, so he legally was dead, and they brought him back with that small defibrillator.
And let me tell you, I have watched probably about 150 to 200 Stars games. That is the quietest I have ever heard the American Airlines Center.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty much filled to capacity, but during that, you know, there was a period of about 15 minutes on TV, you know, it was just silent. You could have heard a pin drop in that arena.
You really have to applaud the NHL for getting it right and calling the game. You know, you look at the NFL, MLB, and NBA, they take so long to get rules done and make decisions. The NHL, I feel like, does a really good job of saying, you know, hey, we're done, we're not going to play this game, or hey, this rule, I don't like it, we're going to change it right away. And to call that game, that takes a lot, and so you really got to take your hats off to getting that right.
Absolutely, because you know that nobody would have been able to focus on a game the rest of the night until you knew that Rich Peverly was okay. Then, I mean, there's no way you would have been, that as a player or a coach, that you would have been able to focus on that game.
Someone else would have gotten injured.
Yeah.
And they're going to replay the game, but what's going to be weird is they're going to start it from the beginning of the game, but with the team leading 1-0 against the Stars.
Yeah, and that actually might work in the Stars' favor, believe it or not, because as of right now, 4 points back of that final playoff spot. But because of this game being postponed, so to speak, or rescheduled, they have a game in hand on Phoenix, so that could have been a blessing in disguise. But obviously we don't want to gloss over the fact that Rich Peverly, you know,
his career could be over.
Yeah.
It really could be.
But that really should not be the focus. The focus should not be on his playing career. The focus needs to be on his life first.
Getting him healthy.
And like you said, and I applaud the Stars and the NHL, everyone, for the way they handled this entire Rich Peverly situation.
They did a pretty good job. Tasha, who are you name-dropping today?
We apologize for the technical difficulties. Tasha, who you got?
All right. For those of you who haven't been keeping up, there's exciting news in the MMA world right now. So while everyone knows that GSP has retired and Anderson Silva have retired, there is talk about a potential super fight coming up when the guys come out of retirement. GSP said, you know, hey, I'm not coming back anytime soon, but there have been rumors about him and Silva having this super fight for like a good year or two. And so they're saying, look, I'm in retirement, but if Silva comes out of retirement and he decides he wants to, you know, do this super fight, I'm all in. So, I mean, that's just exciting because these two fighters, I mean, they've done so much for the MMA world. Whoa, hi. They've done so much for the MMA world. They've done so much for the UFC. And so, just knowing that those two might be coming back and having some kind of super fight is awesome. And also, it sounds like Silva might be dropping weight when he comes back because he said already that he's not going to be fighting again in 2014 just because, you know, he just had that leg injury and it's kind of tricky coming back after something like that. But, you know, eventually he is going to be coming back and it's going to be an awesome fight. So I'm excited about that.
He snapped his leg like a twig. It was a little more than a leg injury. I mean, that thing... It looked like the Harry Potter arm when they bent.
We don't have to talk about that.
They bent his arm back, I saw that injury and it still makes me cringe to this day. My name drop is very similar. We're gonna go with another Dallas Stars, but not in a positive note. As Tim Thomas, the backup goalie for the Dallas Stars, who they traded in a pick to get a number two goaltender to back up Corey Lehtinen. From the Florida Panthers, dropped another game to who did they play last?
The Philadelphia Flyers. 4-2.
They fell 4-2. He gave up two goals in the third period, and he gave up the second goal after Jamie Benn had just scored again to put him in reach of one. And you just have to take your hat off and wonder: is this going to be another season where the Stars are outside looking in, and I'm saying yes.
I mean, we're going to definitely be hitting on this more later on in the program, but, I mean, you have to think that, you know, Coach Lindy Ruff, he has to be absolutely shell-shocked because Tim Thomas...
I applauded that trade.
Exactly, and I'm sure a lot of people did because on paper, Tim Thomas's pedigree... You know, he's had 50 career postseason games, about two and a half goals against per game in the playoffs. And the reason the Stars brought him in was specifically for his experience in situations like this down the stretch. In each of the last two seasons, the Stars have been right in the playoff hunt down to the final days of the season. And goaltending has been a huge problem. And that is the problem that Tim Thomas... was supposed to fix, but so far his goals against average, it's closer to four goals than three. He's given up about 3.5 goals per game. That is not the goaltender the Stars traded for.
Going into the game against the Flyers last night, Tim Thomas was 12-5 against them. That's why he got the nod. Corey Lehtinen was 1-5, and he gave up four goals against the Flyers, who are also fighting for a playoff spot. It was very sad to watch my Dallas Stars start to look like the Dallas Cowgirls as they melt down at the end of the season. And with that, we are going to take a quick break.